I guess not. Good to see you.
Yeah, she's not feeling well. She called me earlier.
Oh, she's not well.
Thank you. Okay.
Good evening, Madam President. Would like to have the agenda stand. There will be no changes.
Okay. Okay. And do we have public comments on anything before we get started on any particular issues?
Yes, tonight we have Jeff Pinnock of the
Pinnock. Thank you.
Of Surf Riders.
Okay.
You're up.
Good evening, Jeff.
Carol.
Hi, everyone. Good to see you back. Good to be back. And here we are in August. I wanted to speak tonight about some positive things. Of course, I'm resident of Oceano, chair of slowsurfrider.org, slo.surfrider.org. Public can go on our website and see all kinds of cool things about water. They can see our video about called The Cycle of Insanity, which is about the stupid things we do with our water. And I'm here tonight to talk about the smart things we need to do with our water, and also to really talk about our sewage plant, our overwhelmed, overworked, and underprepared sewer plant. Our sewage plant, if we polled our residents, our constituents, if we, as OCSD, sent out a flyer or a questionnaire to our residents, which is a pretty good idea sometimes to find out what our residents think about things because most of them don't come here. If we asked them if they wanted a sewer plant that was able to serve their needs and not pollute the ocean, and actually if we surveyed them and said if we could even not put the effluent in the ocean and we could put it someplace else, pond it and use it to recharge aquifers, I'm sure that most of our residents would say that we would like to be able to recharge our aquifers and not even put it in the ocean. And if we did put it in the ocean, that out that outfall that serves this community and also Pismo and Shell Beach, by the way. If we could do that and not even put it out in the ocean, I'm sure most of our constituents would probably answer, hey, yeah, it'd be great if we could not even do that. Turns out that our sewage plant was built in the 50s, and it was designed to serve a certain population. That population has tripled and almost quadrupled in the ensuing 50 years. The sewage plant is overwhelmed. It's overworked. That's why John Wallace can't get it to work properly, other than the stupid things like keeping valves closed when they should be open. But, of course, that's just mismanagement, and I don't want to get into that. We've talked about that ad infinitum. I'm here really just to say that I don't think the sewer plant is properly proportioned to serve the population that is here in these three cities, in these three jurisdictions at the moment, plus the Oceano Dunes and all the transient population that comes and inhabits our shores here during the season particularly. And I think that's one of the reasons why there's a reluctance, and this is why all those problems are happening at the plant, where they can't sample properly, and they're failing samples, and there's internal pressure to do things like that. I'll wrap up.
Okay.
So that's really my comment. It's about trying to somehow get some new sampling, some independent sampling, to sample that plant. I mentioned that at the AG City Council meeting last night. And I think we should all get behind some independent sampling at that plant. Their NPDES permit says they must pass 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I think we should institute some sampling.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay. Do we have any board comments at this time?
I have none, Mrs. President.
Matt?
Just one. It's a little bit out of turn, but the Joint Powers Fire Authority meeting for this month has been canceled. There was nothing on the agenda except to approve the minutes, and so they decided to go ahead and just have the next meeting in September, which I believe would be the 16th.
Okay, great. Okay, review and approval of minutes. Does anybody have any questions, changes? No? Okay. Okay, do we need a motion to approve?
I move to approve the minutes of July 27th, 2011 as presented.
Okay. Second?
I'll second.
Grand jury report listing the tiers, and that went out pretty much without a hitch, though when we got the some of the bills, when people would bring them in, we noticed that if they just had the minimum pay, it just gave the dollar amount, which is a software glitch on Tyler's part, which Carol Ann has been diligently working to correct, and it'll be correct before the next billing cycle. The actual dollar amount is correct, but the line item, for some reason, because if they're just using the minimum, doesn't show up. And when we tested it, the grand jury was all concerned about that we didn't list multiple tiers, so that's what we focused on, and this was kind of a gotcha that popped its head up. We got the bill for the mailing, and everything combined was right around $1,100. Financially, we are we've got $400,000 in the checking account. We haven't touched our reserves, and we have been continually getting rapid payment of the last billing cycle. This week alone, we received $148,000. So we're controlling our disbursements and gauging it so that we're never out of cash, and pushing back where we can push back, and getting people paid right away where we feel it necessary. We've got a current review of the 910 accounting going, and I'm not happy with the time frame to which it'll be complete, so Marie and I are looking at alternative ways to get that fixed. The audit is still not complete, and my second meeting tomorrow will be at Moss Levy because they've used up their time as far as I'm concerned, and I have no patience left for them anymore. We sent out an RFP for the 910 audit, and we are starting to get feedback from CPA firms that want to do it, and they've got some technical questions, and so we've been answering them. So the feedback has been very, very positive on that.
Tom, is that the 910 or the 1011?
The 910.
Okay.
We're working on the 89. And whoever gets this, they will have a shot at doing the 1011 as well.
Okay.
In the water and sewer field service, we've been getting and responding to several customer service calls, and a lot of it is in the July time frame. Everybody's water use goes way up, and people are almost have sticker shock. So we're doing a lot of testing, and in a lot of cases we're confirming that it's landscaping, and most of the time it's not ours. We've only had to swap out one meter, and it's being independently tested, so we'll verify that. We've implemented, I think I spoke to this before, every work order that goes out, if a customer has called in a complaint, once it's been resolved, we follow up with a follow-up call, and I'm hearing from our board that they're getting feedback as that people are saying, hey, the OCSD cares, and so we're real good about that. And the one of my field guys reported to me that because we've instituted that, he hasn't been called an explicative since June. So
nice.
He said he's totally blown away by that. So that just shows, you know, you get a lot more with honey than with salt. We did have some technical problems. Well 6, the electrical motor went out, and we have somebody working on that as we speak to supplement them. We're using well 8. We've got a report from the sanitation district about inflows and infiltration. We immediately responded to that report, and the field is taking pictures before and after. And basically what this will do is We have some manholes, and then it does rain. They're below the surface level, and we're, what's the word? I want to say jacking it up, but we're actually...
Elevating
putting,
them?
Huh?
Elevating them, yeah.
And so that'll be... should not be a problem. Interesting to note that one of the ones they cited for inflow, when we pulled the cover, it was completely dry inside, and usually when you have inflow, there's residue, and there was no residue whatsoever. So we're also sending pictures back on that because we're all about responding with accurate science. We got the quote in for the to reroute the eight the meter up at Briscoe Road down to the field yard. We've got all the material for that, and we're just getting running it by the Lopez crew one last time before we put it in because they're so...
I think so. I don't have any. Anybody else?
I do have a list of the meetings I attended to, and I should probably get that out there. The Zone 3 Tech, the San Luis County Planning Commission, the Sanitation District Board meeting, and the Northern Cities Management meeting. And there was nothing major to report in any of those.
Okay, anybody else have any questions or anything? No? Okay, let's go through the cash disbursements.
I have a packet here of cash disbursements. You also got a copy in your packet.
Item D.
Yes.
Are there any questions on the disbursements?
No.
Oh, outside committees. I'm sorry. Well, it's encouraging. We're getting there. At least we know what's going on now. So that's a great improvement. Anybody have any comments or questions?
I reviewed them. It's just real easy to look at.
Yeah.
Clear and
yeah, it's pretty
concise.
Which is nice.
Well, with
for
that, I'll pass those down and
okay.
Can start signing.
I'll move okay, to and okay. Wait a second.
are we going to go through item D or no?
We'll come back. I'm sorry, I skipped right past that. We're on cash disbursements. Right
okay,
now.
I'll second cash disbursements.
Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. I'm going to come back to, I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention. Any reports from outside committees? Rick?
I have just a little bit of information on Zone 3 Technical Advisory Committee. We met Thursday, August 4th. Tom was there. Just for the board's information, the... currently, the Lopez Lake is at 93.3% at capacity, and at approximately 3.0 million gallons a day downstream release. There was a little bit of discussion on the HCP Resources Agency, and the county administrative has been pushing hard to facilitate a meeting with the HCP. That's the fish people and the environmental people that have an interest within the Arroyo Grande Creek. And there's a couple of issues there that need to be expedited so that the county can move forward in doing that. A few questions about the dam reclamation project did a environmental impact report, and if that could be used, any portion of it, and supplemental to what HCP is asking for. Plant, the operation of the water treatment plant has been running fairly well in the last month or so. There's no complaints of odors or any large algae blooms within the lake. And there's approximately about 6 million gallons per day that is being processed right now through the water treatment line, and that's because most of the purveyors or the water agencies are taking as much of the surplus water that they can take right now, laying off the pumping of the groundwater and what have you. We did put online the new chlorine apparatus at the plant, and it took about 3 weeks, and the results were fairly well. It's up and running, and they have about 4 or 5 months to test that and come back with the results of the operation. And there was just one issue with the DRW, Department of Water Resources, wants everybody to kind of give a synopsis of their water availability and a schedule. So, and that's all I had. It was a lot of, it was about an hour and a half meeting.
Great place to put a defibrillator. And so,
on location.
Yeah, so Chief Hubert, I think, is going to make contact with Mr. Gieselin and talk to them about it, and if it works out, maybe we can get that here for our community. But that's all that's going on right now.
And we're going to train Tom to use it?
Email will turn.
Better train two people.
Okay.
Just in case.
He might be using it on himself before it's over with.
We'll make it on the job training.
There you go. Yeah.
All, it'll be a board requirement. Huh?
Trial by fire.
Okay, I attended the sanitation district, and they did present a budget for 2011-12. And as usual, it's got a lot of expenses in it and a lot of equipment and things that they need to do to continue improving the sanitation district, making repairs and maintenance on it. We spent quite a bit of time going over things and some wants and some needs, and the needs are going to take precedence. So it looked pretty much on schedule for the different type of items that they're changing out and improving. They did, the superintendent's report came back, and there was some discrepancies, and we were off with the effluent a little bit, but they are going to go back and repeat those tests as well. And I think that was about it. We just pretty much went over the budget and the inflow infiltration study. We got that, as Tom was talking about, too, and it's kind of interesting to look through. But, yeah, everything seems to be going along fairly well, the day-to-day operations anyway. So I really don't have anything else to report. That's it.
I just have one question. At our last board meeting, we had a little bit of discussion over the contract with John Wallace, mm-hmm. and our affiliation, and I thought we handled it, and we were going to go through a process of reviewing John Wallace's contract with the district. Have we gotten anywhere with
the sanitation district, or
yeah.
the
as at the district's engineering in relation?
I'm still in process of reviewing that. What are you doing?
Yeah, I've reviewed it and am preparing comments. I've spoken with the attorney for the sanitation district, and some of the issues I have is that we're trying to work out issues so to avoid conflict at this point.
Okay. Well, I was just asking the question if there was any update from our conversation at the last board meeting. Mm-hmm. And
there are definite concerns about the contract.
Okay.
And because of the relationship between OCSD and the sanitation district, we're trying to avoid turning anything into a dispute. Try to work out any issues we have and come to terms, and we're in the process of doing that. So.
And the only other thing I would have is that in review of the sanitation district, last agreement with the contract with John Wallace. When I reviewed it, it seemed to be so open-ended that, I mean, there was no particular numbers. It was basically time and materials. And even though that the other two entities, it was voted to renew that contract or to accept that contract. But in an issue like that, and maybe this is a question for you, is that when you have an open-end contract like that, and it just leaves it wide open, shouldn't it be a consensus of the full board to go on? Is there any kind of in the bylaws or any kind of a voting situation where it should be a full consensus of the board to approve something as open as that, or without a dollar amount? Or
I haven't looked at the bylaws with that specific question, and that's a good issue. Generally, the bylaws of the Sand District required a vote of two for almost everything. Mm-hmm. I will look at it. That's actually a good point.
Yeah. Well, in my opinion, I think when you leave a contract that's so wide open with no numbers, that it should be at least a consensus of the board. And if there is a dissenting vote, then it should be reviewed until the full board can come to an agreement.
That's a good point. I'll look at. I know their position is they utilized a contract that was very similar that the grand jury found was okay back in 1994.
And I said I had to bring it back to our board.
The district disagrees with that. And they think that we're small and that.
Yep.
Well, I mean, you know, if everybody's paying $20, I mean, how small do you get?
I am talking. I'm in the process of trying to come to terms on some of these things. I agree with a lot of what you're saying, David.
It's a work in progress.
Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Hopefully, progress.
That's all I had, Mrs. President. Thank you.
Okay. Let's see what we got. Discussion update on pay grant distribution.
Okay, Madam President, in your packet you will find a request for that I have prepared but have not submitted to the county for distribution, though we staff agrees that we definitely would like to do this. And the way this works is I have to prepare what I want to use it for and then submit it to two other people, one being the administrator of the Sand District, and the other is a lady that's with the coastal district up north. And they review what your request is, and then they come in, and you have to have a consensus. And then I go to the county to get that. So what I prepared was a request to purchase a multimedia projector and wall mount screen to use in this boardroom, and listed that the Sanitation District Advisory Committee, Five Cities Fire Authority, the Zone 3 Committee, and anybody that would want to make a presentation, this board would have that tool so people wouldn't have to bring that around. And the total request, including tax, is right under $1,000, so that's what I went for. Mm-hmm. I need to explain this PEG grant system because I've learned more about it in the last 6 hours than I probably ever dreamed I'd learn about. What happens is when people pay their cable bill, there's a percent, a number, and I've read it as to be 71 cents, I've read it to be 83 cents. It's all set up by the state, and every subscriber in the county pays that, and it accumulates. And over time, it could accumulate to be very large. And in the past, there's been some very challenged misappropriations of PEG grants because you can't use it for operational or anything else. So it has to be used to enhance your visibility with the public through broadcast. Now, our broadcast people wanted us to go spend it on a new sound system, and that's a consideration as well. But when I think about it, for the amount that this room gets used, and we're always scrambling for a—I mean, we've all been in meetings where there's no projectors. Somebody comes with a slideshow demonstration, and it just would make life easier. And we could also, in the future, post our agenda and our agenda items. And if somebody had something that the whole public could see that was in your packet, but they couldn't see, so I thought it was a good expense on the expense of the money, and it would improve it. So I got a lot of input. Director Searcy thought it'd be great to go get water machines and put them up through different parts of the county, our area down here, and we would generate revenue. But unfortunately, we can't use it for that. It has to be to enhance the broadcast and the awareness of our of what we do to for our ratepayers. So I put that before you. I would entertain a motion from you guys to go forward on it, obviously after your discussion, and I'll gladly answer any questions that you have.
So this has got a pretty limited area for use as far as community enhancement type things.
Yeah, it's extremely limited.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I think if we had our own projecting system, you're right, they're always having to drag stuff in for what they need. That would be good. And your water machines, good idea, but...
Well, maybe each water machine could have the agenda posted on it.
It's a good idea, and I think we should pursue it, but we can't pursue it with PEG funds. I have to give Director Hurdle a little bit of for triggering the thought on this as well, because this room gets used by a whole bunch of people, and in the past it used to get used by the service clubs and everybody else, and then that all came to an end. And this is a multi-purpose room, and it should be used by the community.
For the community. In a little bit of research on these water machines, in the mid-range, they're about $3,000 a piece. And if you had five machines that sold, I forget how much water, but you could realize about $60,000 a year. And but the capital outlay is right around $15,000 to $20,000. So it would, if it did produce and the public received it well, you would make about $40,000 the first year after your capital improvements. So I was just, and then I thought too that maybe, you know, an information kiosk system, a computer that would just, you know, repetitively, like you've probably seen them in the government buildings, you know, an information that repeat itself over agendas, issues, and maybe that could be followed up through water conservation, different ideas that the public can see that to conserve water, issues that how to conserve water, you know, on just a information screen that kind of repeats itself. And then any information that would the board would generate or issues throughout the community could be programmed into that, and then the community would be have a more availability to know what's going on. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay, so I think we need to make a motion for Tom to continue to work on the PEG.
Also move.
Do I hear a second?
I'll second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? None? Okay. You're off and running.
Thank you.
Okay. Discussion.
Next, your budget.
Yeah. Budget draft.
Okay, the budget you have before you is Rev 4. From when we first released it. And
hmm.
copy.
Is that a copy of mine, son? I'll work with them.
Okay, number one is when I first released it, it was an extremely rough draft, but the dollar figures were the same. And we have since cleaned it up a little bit. In my Friday report, we had money for the fire district as an expense, and we also had, we were paying for dispatch, and then on further review by our bulldog accounting department, they got a hold of the fire district, and all of a sudden they've agreed to pay for the dispatch. We no longer have that as a bill. But I also went, we also belong to that Northern Cities management deal, and they just released their budget, and our annual portion is going to be $45,000 and change. And that's actually, it's paid monthly, and it really shouldn't be that big of a surprise. We've had it before. It was just classified under something else. But what this does is this makes sure that we as a group under the gentleman's agreement with Arroyo Grande and Grover and Pismo, that we function almost unilaterally on our water decisions, and we talk about problems. And, for example, two of us are, besides OCSD, are involved in Lopez, but then everybody but without but Grover and us are also involved in State Water where Roy Granny's not. And so it's an information of exchanges, and it allows us, instead of each going and hiring individual consultants and stuff, we're all working with the same group. We're all working the same reports. And so the biggest place it's probably aided is in the Santa Maria Valley water litigation. Mm-hmm. And then it also allows us to do some significant forward thinking for things like water maps and everything else, where if Oceano had to go out and do its own water map and water plan, we would do it, spend the money, Grover would do the same thing. And as these regulations keep pounding on top of us, we're given more of a multiple unit attempt instead of one agency trying to hold the thing up. So I kind of view this as a pretty good insurance policy. The sanitation district is also involved, and it's a very open, people share additional revenue and getting things done that were not done in the past. But until I get the, you know, golden seal that said, yes, you're getting that money, I didn't want to plan to it. So that's where we are on that. Marie and I will break this out into individual accounts, even further, things like communication, things like outside contractors and that type of thing. But for right now, this is what we're marching to. And when we come back to you at the next board meeting, you will get the whole thing all broken out, and then I will be submitting for your approval. Okay. Any questions?
Tom, on the rough draft, the first view that we had, I thought it was like 103 in the reserve contribution. Now it's gone to 142.
Oh, that's correct.
That
part of that was the TAC, the Northern Cities Management TAC thing.
Which you just explained.
Which I just explained.
All right. That's the only question I have. Thank you.
I have a comment, Madam President.
Okay.
On Monday the 8th, we had a finance committee meeting and reviewed the proposed budget with the idea of looking at areas that we could possibly cut if necessary. And we did come up with some ideas, but what we'd really like to do and what we're planning to do is short-term, long-term revenue considerations, and the one that we have chosen to pursue most immediately is to establish a Cinco de Mayo celebration in Oceano, mm-hmm. Beginning this May, and we are very excited about it for two reasons. For one, we feel that it will definitely galvanize the community, and secondly, we believe that we can bring in some revenue that will help us with our future goals as a community.
Did you identify a location to have that celebration, or what's
we
the
are still
thoughts?
Just talking, discussing, but we're eager to get ideas and input from people. It to me, it really opens up an avenue for many venues mm-hmm. and different types of vendors and entertainment right. and.
I think just off the top of my head, I'd suggest the community center and the airport as being places that could host a big.
Certainly.
I don't know if anybody else went to the airport days.
I did. It was very nice. We discussed that.
Yeah, that's very
that
well
very
done.
Reason, yes.
Yeah.
And it seemed
like a good
parking
facility.
And yes,
I can hear it.
the plan for this is, you know, it'll have a minimal effect on our bottom line. You know, there's mm-hmm. limits to what we can charge, but part of the commitment of you as a board and the OCSD staff is to re-put Oceano back on the map, and our goal is that when you stimulate, you know, positive environment, then good things happen. Mm-hmm. And we're working to that every day, and there were some outstanding ideas that came back, and it kind of just energized, took one more step of energizing everything, and I really think it's something that we really need to look hard at doing. And then the timing of it is good because there's not a lot of other things going on. And as Director Hurdle and Director Hersey Lucy pointed out, was that, you know, we have a very diverse population here, mm-hmm. and that we need to bring that to the forefront. And so I left that meeting all charged up, and I'm really glad to be a part of it.
As a brainstorm, when I met with Supervisor Teixeira a number of months ago, he suggested bringing in like carnivals, where carnivals can come in. He said he had done it in the past, where they come in and they set up shop and they help charge admission and use it as a fundraiser, and that really might add a lot to...
The Boys and Girls Club did that one year,
did
too.
They?
Yeah.
I thought it sounded like a good idea.
Yeah. Matter of fact, they did it at the airport one time, and then somewhere else. I can't remember where the second one was, but they did do it at the airport.
I don't think we got a lot of open land that's available for something as large as a carnival, except for the airport.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
With the parking and facilities and power. And
right. Yeah, that'd be...
Keep
get
us
them all
informed.
In here. Yeah. Okay. And solution for the directors.
Would you like me to explain this to the board?
Yeah, that would be good.
In our past meetings, and I forget when it was, we had some disbursements where Director Searcy was paid basically from the time he started until the time he ended and turned in his thing, and it amounted to $900. And so some of our ratepayers were concerned that we were violating something that was previously established. And I was given references to minutes and everything else, and we went back and through it, and I couldn't make a determination either way, so I went to council and brought the problem to her, and she went directly to the state code. And so what this resolution allows you to be paid for your board meetings and any special meetings. And what triggered this was you had a lot of special meetings where you're determining mm-hmm. personnel issues and legal issues. They were all posted in advance. You know, it wasn't just something, oh, we're going to meet the next day or something. And this clears up that once and for all. You will not be paid for committee meetings by the district, but you will, this clears it up, and it's directly to the state code. So you need to review it and then entertain a motion.
Does anybody have any comments?
I just have maybe one question to council. I read the resolution, and would it help to stipulate special meetings?
The code provides, and I use the language in the code, for each day of service. So if you, it gives you more flexibility, actually, this way. If you definitely want to limit it to regular and special meetings, we can certainly do that. But what if there's an emergency meeting or, you know, something that really is a day of service and isn't exactly a regular meeting or a special meeting, then you're not going to get paid and without another resolution.
Okay. But it does cover the special meeting or...
Oh, yeah, it's broader, yes.
Okay.
It's days of service, so... Whatever you do.
My only comment is this seems to be better policy than the rationale behind what was limited it before, which I understand have been punitive in some ways. And so this complying with the code, the California code, just makes more sense.
I appreciate the work that staff and council has done on this. And, you know... being involved with the district so long, and I can remember in my past service, you know, when you were paid for committee meetings and what have you, it was still a limit of $600. And I, you know, just a forewarning to the board, there can be times where you can spend upwards to 35 to 40 hours, you know, a month. Working district business, and it can take a toll on you. And
I think we've been there.
Yeah,
Director
Searcy.
So, that's very recent in our memories. I think.
I think if you break it down, it's probably less than minimum wage.
Well, I think everybody will acknowledge that nobody does this for the money.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Do I hear a motion? Do you want to approve this?
I'd move to approve the resolution, agenda item 08102011 10.D, is resolution number 2011-07 as presented.
Okay, and second?
I'll second.
Okay, we'll roll call vote, please. Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
No.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Okay, onward and upward. Okay.
At this point, we're supposed to move into closed session, but I would, in the interest of the people that are sitting here in the audience, I'd like to jump to number 12 before we go to
okay,
so
that's
we can get to 7.
I suggest that you want to do that. Okay, and this is
we'll serve a letter
for Project 6440 for California State Parks. And we don't have anyone here from State Parks, so I guess we just need to review
some of the fine notes that identified the scope of work, and
if you look at page C1, it shows that they are on the left hand page where the parking is. You can see where they're removing RV and water hookups in one location. So I'm going to make the assumption that they're going to keep the RV hookups on the other locations, but I can call them tomorrow and ask.
Okay. Yeah, I mean...
Actually, if you look on page 2, it says sewer manhole, reconnect to existing sewer lines, 4-inch PVC sewer line connect to manhole, in each one of these stations, so it looks like there is going to be RV hookups.
Okay. Well, like I said, maybe if at some time in the future I'd like to review just some larger larger printouts, or so I can kind of figure. And at that, I'll make a motion to approve the will serve letter for APN 06110-1010, California State Parks.
Okay. Can I hear a second?
I'll second that.
Okay. Can we get a roll call, please? Director Searcy?
Yes.
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
President Angelo?
Yes.
Okay, maybe we can have them come back with a little presentation, because I know they've got some big ideas going on over there. Okay, now, I did the will serve. Okay, now I believe we can go into closed session.
At this point, we'll open for public comment before our closed session.
Oh, I'm sorry. Any public comment? Okay, seeing none, we shall go into closed session.
All right, thanks. We're back in session regarding item 10, regarding item 11. This is the Commerce with Legal Counsel regarding anticipated litigation. We've decided to go into open session. President Angelo has recused herself from this item. The discussion has to do with a compromise settlement and release agreement, which is proposed between the Oceano Community Service District and former District Legal Counsel Kirk and Seamus. The proposal, in short, is that Kirk and Seamus will contribute towards the legal fees that were incurred as a result of the Pamela Dean litigation, that the amount that Kirk and Seamus will contribute is $25,000 plus interest at the legal rate. There would be payments in the amount of $3,000 per month commencing August 15th, 2011, and the 15th day of each month until paid in full. That would be paid directly to the Oceana Community Services District. The motion is that we move to approve this contract, this settlement and release agreement. I will make that motion at this time. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. I will second the motion.
All right. And so it's been moved by myself and seconded by Director Hurdle. Can we get a roll call?
Vice President Guerrero?
Yes.
Director Hurdle?
Yes.
Director Searcy?
Yes.
Okay. Motion passes on a vote of 3-0. Director Lucy is not present, and President Angelo has recused herself.
Okay. You also need to address the second part about the legal fee?
About the 600?
Yeah, 600.
Oh, 691, okay. There is a legal fee of $691 for costs that was agreed would be split between the Oceana Community Service District and President Angelo. So, do I need a motion for that also? I don't think so. She's agreed to pay it.
That's her personal
opinion. Okay. All right. And any board members?
The audits on the agenda so that we can keep an ongoing discussion on that particular issue.
Right now I can't think of anything, but I know I had something earlier in my head I forgot about, but it'll come to me. I'd just like to say, Tom, thank you. You're doing a spectacular job. I know more about things than I have since I started. So I appreciate it.
You guys don't need to thank me anymore.
Well, I feel like I do. I'm learning
Besides,
stuff.
Besides, every time you do, it costs council. I have to do something nice for council. So.
Oh.
Oh, well, you know, she's paying us to thank you. So.
Uh-huh. Sign the check.
All right. Any... I'm sorry, President Angela.
I think that's, unless anybody's got something they want to bring up for later other than Rick, I think we're good. So I think we can adjourn the meeting.